Is your air conditioning working? Do your carpets need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to have your house painted. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need. Now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, roofers, maids, and many other home contractors. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need an electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
The following is a special presentation of the CLW 83 Network. Tonight, the lights may be bright, but the superstars of the WWE will shine even brighter. And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection SummerSlam Special.
Welcome, one and all, to one of the greatest parties of the summer, one that I will be happily celebrating, unfortunately, without any company. People, come to Minnesota. Come watch pay-per-view with me. As you know, this is a special edition of the North American Wrestling Connection, as it's still light out. My name is Nikki Heyman. And it seems I have a few suspects in here to help me make the picks for tonight's Summer Spectacular. First of all, we have our recent graduate, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Bad news. What graduate?
What?
What?
Had issues with one of my classes and pretty very strict grader. Yeah, I have to retake it. The good news is I know exactly what's coming. Yeah. William F. Acosta, room 101. You son of a bitch.
I can arrange that. Give me a minute. I know that's around here somewhere. Bring him over here.
William F. Acosta, get the fuck in there.
I am, if anything, a benevolent guardian of this room. Somebody else who's in here with us tonight, our Chief High Muckamuck with CLW 83, Mr. Carl Chenier.
Chief Muckamuck? Wow.
Chief Muckamuck.
It's a compliment, Mike. Really, it is. And finally, somebody who can't usually show up on Fridays, he is our current NAWC Fizzleweight Champion, Mr. Ethan Muslin.
There he is.
Oh, Ethan, sorry about that. Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, the champ is peeling.
I'm burnt.
A little too much summer for you, sir. There's somebody. Who else is
I'm
in the
not,
room?
I'm not
who
kidding
else
you.
Is here?
Last night, my right forearm suffered the mother of all peelings. And yet, for some reason, everything else is fine.
Hmm. But is it art?
No.
All right, who else is here?
The other statistician.
Oh, hey, VRM.
Whoa, okay.
However, your treble is turned up a little high, but that's okay.
Yeah, I just did a reformat. I'm playing now with a solid state drive on my PC. It's so much faster.
Nice.
Very nice.
Well, I can handle having that many people in here. Statboy, you've got your stuff set up.
Yep, my Excel spreadsheet is ready to go.
All right, there are 5 matches announced. JR has made the comment that there will be bonus matches tonight, but true to form, he's not going to tell us what.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's okay because we're not here for the bonuses. We're here for what's already been established for the show. So we've got some wonderful stuff coming up. Mr. Statboy, please, where do you want to begin?
All right. Let's start at what I feel is the least, well, sadly, it's not the least important match on the card, but it's the lowest match technically, which is sad. Daniel Bryan versus Wade Barrett, Battle of the NXT One Stars. Let's hit this around the horn.
Well, it's pretty simple. We have Wade Barrett, who's been bouncing around in the upper mid card. We have Daniel Bryan now as Mr. Money in the Bank. The two of them have been feuding on and off pretty much since last SummerSlam. At least they keep running into each other. Barrett, of course, is rather jealous that Daniel Bryan has this fine opportunity and could become a world champion before he does. So, let's start with the champ. Hey, Ethan. What do you think?
The way I see it, they're probably going to showcase Bryan here to have him look really good, especially because of the fact that he's a Money in the Bank winner. They want to keep building up the fact that, oh, this guy's really good. He can beat all these people. I mean, they got to start somewhere in the mid card, so they're going to start with Wade Barra. So I'm going to pick Bryan to win this one.
Okay.
VRM?
Okay. Great. Is it still too loud?
I've got an echo somewhere.
I'm echoing, I bet.
It's Josh.
Okay.
Hi. Am I going to have to recall in?
Could you just try it?
Yeah, I'll be back in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, like I was saying, is my voice better now? Like,
yeah, you sound a lot better.
Right. And I don't watch enough SmackDown because I don't watch on Friday nights anymore for some reason. I'm going to go with, they're going to want to give Bryan momentum with the Money in the Bank here, so I'm going to go with Bryan.
All right. Stepboy, did you get that?
Yeah, I got it. Am I still echoing?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
It was probably me calling in way too early that caused it.
Okay. Carl, Bryan Barrett, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Bryan.
Stepboy?
I'm actually going to go with Ethan here. Sure, Bryan does have the briefcase, but he will still have the briefcase after this. Thusly, we can give the win to Wade Barrett, make him look a little bit stronger, but keep Daniel more or less still there. I understand this is the whole Rey Mysterio thing with Money in the Bank, I think. But you know where I'm going with it.
I think so.
Okay. Barrett wins.
So let's see. This feud formally is just getting started. So.
Yeah, I would think they'll probably see each other a few more times, maybe a couple times on SmackDown, maybe at what's the next one? Night of Champions or something.
If it is
just going to get started, why not just have Bryan kick it off? That way, Barrett can have himself a better revenge victory later down the road.
Well, given that Bryan is the face in the feud, I think it would probably be best to keep Barrett dominant to start. So I'm going to give Barrett this one.
Okay.
All right, and if any of the five others that didn't post here, well, do so, please get the votes to me ASAP. 8 o'clock is deadline o'clock. Also, the picks are as follows. Myself, Nikki, and Ethan all picked Woy Barra, Carl,
actually,
Jim,
no.
Jason. Oh?
Josh, no. I picked Daniel Bryan.
My mistake. I did not hear you correctly then. Myself and Nikki picked Woy Barra. Carl, Jim, Jason, Ethan, and VRM all picked Daniel Bryan. All right, to the next match. which is the second least important in my eyes, Sheamus versus Mark Henry. Who will see the wig split tonight?
Well, for the risk of making a horrible joke, this match isn't as black and white as we thought it would be.
Michael Jackson's rolling in his grave.
No?
No.
I already made a bad joke.
Well, I knew I was going to get in trouble for that. Okay. They've been building Mark Henry as the unstoppable monster on SmackDown, as he has taken care of the Big Show and Kane, and has probably tried to kill a few other people in the process. Sheamus, being the white knight that he is, yes, I'm going to have fun with this,
oh,
is going to step up and do something about this fella. Or so he says. It looks like a hell of a clash of giants, but it's a real tough call. Or is it, Statboy?
Well, it is going to be a fairly tough call here, mainly because you've got two different things going on. First off, you have Sheamus, who's still Triple H's boy, even after all these years. And Mark Henry, actually thinking about it, I think it ends here. I think they would actually kill the feud right here because it's the end of Mark Henry's two-month push as a main eventer. He's going to go falling right back down the card. Sheamus wins.
Interesting. Ethan, do you agree?
I do not. If they were going to kill this, they would have killed it last month at Money in the Bank. They didn't. They kept building it. I think they're going to continue to build it. I think this is pretty much SmackDown's number one contenders match, even though they're not saying it's a number one contender match. The way I see it, it's going to be, if it's going to go the way I think it's going to go, they still need to push Henry up to the top of the card. They still need that monster figure on SmackDown. I'm going to say Mark Henry wins.
Okay. VRM.
Having seen what Sheamus has been trying to get done with the chair and always missing because Henry always runs away like a coward once the steel chair gets involved and he's not breaking someone's leg with it, I'm going to have to say that Sheamus is going to get the chair involved again and it's actually going to be used and someone in Stripes is going to see it, Henry by DQ.
That makes a good amount of sense.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can see this. Carl?
I'm sorry, where are we at here?
Sheamus Mark Henry.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at a very tragic situation in my hometown. I'm going to go with Sheamus.
Okay.
I liked the Mark Henry by DQ, but I'm gonna turn it around a little bit. I think that Mark Henry is going to maintain his monster persona by flipping out and going to get that chair to try to do something to Sheamus, and the ref's not going to be able to stop him. So, Sheamus by DQ.
All right. Just for those wondering, Nikki, Josh, Carl, Jim all picked Sheamus. Jason, Ethan, and VRM all picked Mark Henry. Now to the next match and the first of three title matches so far announced for the pay-per-view. In my eyes, this is the least, in my real eyes, this is the least caring I am about any match because it should only go one way. Kelly, Beth Phoenix, Divas Championship.
Beth Phoenix and Natalya Neidhart have said something that all of us, I'm presuming, I will speak for all of us if you'd like, have been wanting the women's division to be for years, a wrestling division.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be their start on taking over the women's division and making sure it's a wrestling division when Karma gets back. That's my hope. So, and I agree with Statboy, there really is only one way for this to go. Right, Ethan?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This is it. Yeah, what you've said, I absolutely agree with. They really got to get the women's division back more towards wrestling and not towards sticks with not much clothing on. I have to agree. I think it's probably going to be unanimous with everybody. I'm saying Beth Phoenix.
DRM?
If we didn't have a clear-cut answer to a winner, this would be a flush, Phoenix.
Staff boy?
If this isn't a glorified squash, I will be sad. Beth Phoenix going away.
And Carl, if you're with us.
I'm here.
Okay.
This little diva, what would you want to call this? Terror of Divas will go on. I'll say Phoenix is going to win.
And to you, Statboy, I hand a very, very large broom.
Break out the brooms!
We need a sound effect for that. Somebody talk to Jim.
All right. Now to the first of two title matches, because Beth Phoenix got picked by everyone. Whatever. Randy Orton versus Christian. No disqualification match.
Actually, no holds barred, isn't it?
Yeah, no holds barred.
Yeah, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Still the same thing.
Granted. Christian has unfortunately become the ultimate crybaby. However, he has promised a surprise in hopes of keeping his title. Randy has been talking a lot about his anger management issues and how the fact that he can snap at any time, and he's the face. Really? Really?
Riley.
Really?
Randy.
Riley?
Hey.
Riley? Randy.
Damn it.
No, it's still the best routine ever.
It is.
Now then, to be honest, I'm curious to Christian's surprise, but I don't know if it's going to be enough. DRM, I know you haven't been watching, but what do you think?
Considering the way that it's all been pushing about how Randy's finally going to get his hands on Christian, be able to use anything he can and will. But for some reason, I have this sneaking suspicion that Christian might turn the tables on him with the surprise and everything. It's like, I'm not sure. I've got a 50-50 on this one.
Would you like to flip a coin and I get back to you?
Yes.
Okay. Carl.
Come back to me.
Oh, boy. Ethan?
I'll be brave enough and actually make a prediction on this match. Based on what I was talking about with Sheamus Henry, if it's going to go the way I think it's going to go, I think Randy Orton's going to win the match. But more importantly, I think we need to have this bonus question. Since we know Brian's probably not going to cash in, does Randy Orton finally break an announce table?
I'd be willing to put up a half point on that, but I think I'm going to just... I won't, because he's not going to break it. He's still not going to break it.
It is a main reason that we can't break it, because they changed the whole construction of the announce tables for the TV shows. It might happen on pay-per-view, I'm just saying. It's like, didn't they change the entire construction on them?
I hadn't heard, but I'm just the fact that I was actually at the show where he almost fell off the announce table.
Oh, yes.
I was in the stands with my head in my hands going, I cannot believe what I have just seen here.
So are we taking up that point or no?
No.
I don't... No, okay.
So, okay, who haven't I talked to? Actually?
Hi.
All right, Statboy, what do you think?
Sadly, I'm also going to have to go with Ethan here, because, yeah, this is as bland as flavorless Jell-O. boring, bland, why? Orton doesn't need to be a 9-time champion, let alone a 1-time champion. But sadly, it's going to happen. Randy Orton wins. Christian goes in a corner and whines for a while until Sheamus kicks his head off. And also, the Japanese table will still be in full effect. Woo, baby!
So, okay, who knew? Let's see. VRM, have you flipped your coin yet?
Yeah, I flipped my coin and it came up Orton.
All right, okay, Carl.
I want on record that I said this was a coin flip.
That's fine. And Carl, you said Orton?
Mm-hmm.
Christian's got a surprise. It's going to be a nice surprise, but I really don't think it's going to help him because I think you guys are absolutely right. And this unfortunately is probably going to be my bathroom break match because I know how Orton does these no hold barred matches. He hits you, walks away for a couple of minutes, comes back, he hits you again, walks away for a couple of minutes. I mean, it's going to be just like Orton's I Quit match with John Cena. Unless Christian actually gets his legs under him and runs for his life. Unfortunately, Christian, you can't retain on a time limit draw either. Or can you? Wait a minute, that doesn't work in no holds barred. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Orton's finally going to get the belt back. He doesn't deserve it. He needs to turn. Christian needs to turn back. And somebody just needs to turn off Michael Cole. So.
Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner.
So, since this one is this almost a sweep, Statboy? What do you got?
It is a broom. Bring out baby!
The baby Yoda.
No, that's the Intercontinental title scene. Intercontinental championship scene.
That might be one of the bonus matches. I think.
Well,
I think
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd love to. Go ahead.
There's a potential of 3 different bonus matches tonight. You've got the tag team championship maybe on the line with some tag team facing what's left of the Nexus. An intercontinental title match with Rhodes versus Jackson. Wait, no, that's not right. That's not even there. John Morrison versus somebody, and The Miz versus Mysterio.
Okay.
Oh, Rhodes Jackson, yeah, that could work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's about 4 different matches there could be.
I think they could do another Morrison R-Truth match.
And now, to the main event, and probably the main reason why anybody would buy this pay-per-view. John Cena, CM Punk, WWE title on the line with Triple H as the guest referee.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a 2-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Because as of right now, we have 2 faces and a tweener who's getting cheered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because CM Punk has been allowed to uncork the pipe bomb that is his microphone and let the world have it. Now, while the IWC has been busy changing their pants, Punk has just completely enamored the audience. Now, granted, we still have the Cena diehards out there. But with Cena as the replacement champ after CM Punk ran away with his belt, and then the evil boss, Dr. Levescu, re-signs Punk, who never lost the title, our new COO's got a little dilemma on his hands. So he's going to say, fine, you two beat the crap out of each other. Whoever wins gets to keep the belt. And to make sure there's nothing screwy going on, I'll ref. Here's the 2-pointer. Who wins and who turns? Because somebody, I honestly believe somebody's got to turn at this match. And that could be any of the 3. So don't leave Hunter out of this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, champ?
I've been thinking about it for a while. The way I see it is, I think Hunter's going to be like father-in-law, like son-in-law. I think Hunter is going to try and screw Punk out of the title. But Cena is going to get in Hunter's face saying, no, don't be like your father-in-law. I want to win it right. You know, do the whole high and mighty, win honest sort of thing. They'll get in a shoving match. Hunter will pedigree Cena. Punk covers Cena. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so you're saying Punk wins, Hunter turns.
Punk wins, Hunter turns, yes.
Okay. Carl.
I'm not going to piggyback off of that. I'd say it's Punk and then Hunter makes the turn finally.
Okay. VRM?
Okay. I know Punk's going to win. I can say that comfortably. It's the whole turn issue that I'm getting, that I'm sitting with. Because remember, we have a fourth player involved in this whole situation. Remember who's been there for all the confrontations since Money in the Bank, basically. Johnny H.
Ah, the Funk Man.
But he's already a heel.
He can't talk.
Yeah, this is why I'm saying I don't think there's going to be a turn because we have the heel. I have a feeling that we're going to start seeing a different feud build out of this, that being between Trips and Johnny Ace.
Actually, that'd be a fun match, and Hunter wouldn't mind beating up his coworkers.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Okay.
But seriously, I'm seriously looking at the whole Johnny Ace picture, and even though it's a new regime technically, I think he's still Mr. McMahon's lackey and still trying to keep things status quo. So I'm going to say no turn, Johnny Ace is going to get involved somehow, and Punk still wins.
Okay.
All right, I've missed a whole lot of stuff because of Skype just cutting out on me. I'm going to sadly need everything that has been set up to now, as well as, you know, what the bonus point entails, because I missed that entirely.
Okay, that's pretty simple. Who wins and who turns? So far, everybody's picked Punk to win.
Okay, who has all picked so far
on here? Ethan.
I have.
Carl and VRM have picked.
All right.
Ethan and Carl are saying that Hunter turns. VRM is saying no turn.
Hunter? No. All right. And in the chat room, we've got Jason saying Cena wins the title with Triple H or Hunter turning. Jim also says Cena wins with no one turning. All right. It's now up to me and you, and I'm guessing that's me.
That's you. That's you, Staff Boy.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Jim does the L flush show on the
Oh, come on, Jim.
Yeah, that's just cheap, Holmes. All right. Okay.
Because that would be stupid.
Yes, it would.
Yes.
Now it's to me, I do believe.
Yes, Steph, we go ahead.
All right. Here, it's pretty cut and dry. If one person wins, then everything just goes to a screeching halt. Status quo comes back, and we're back to cookie cutter TV. The other person wins, and we still have a very compelling show. In my eyes, the compelling show has to go on, especially since you're about to face off against football. CM Punk picks up the Duke. No heel turn. And, Jim, I'm keeping your L Flush show. That's dumb. I know that's dumb.
Now, for myself, John Cena has dropped a very subtle hint during the contract signing where he started breaking the fourth wall on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's ready to freshen up his character. But is this going to be enough for him to turn? If he turns, well, yeah, I'm going to take a chance. What's that?
Yeah, I wouldn't take a chance with that. I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't think they're going to do it either. Punk's going to win. And yeah, you're right. There doesn't need to be a turn here. Not even Hunter. No turn.
And those are all locked in.
Now,
they're like the show in here. Yeah.
And I won't lose.
Now, this thing has just told me we have jumped into archive, so we've got a few minutes.
All right.
This doesn't affect anything on the. You can go ahead and save your spreadsheet, Josh.
Did so already.
Okay. Just to throw that out there, we were talking about a couple other matches here. Cody Rhodes, Ezekiel Jackson being a potential, having a tag team title match. But who would the Nexus Remnants face?
Good question.
Probably the Usos.
Is that pay per view worthy? I think somebody else said it was going to be the dark match.
Probably dark match worthy.
Are the tag titles,
and that's exactly
even
where I think they're going to put it.
Are the tag titles even pay per view worthy by themselves?
If there was a tag team division to do it with, yes. But right now, no. Let's see. Cody Rhodes, Ezekiel Jackson. Who's the U.S. champion right now?
Dolph Ziggler.
Ziggler.
And who's not involved in anything? Well, Ziggler needs something to do, doesn't he?
Well, I think he's got. There's supposed to be like. I think the last time I saw Raw, there was supposed to be like some little quarrel with him and Vicky.
I think that relationship's almost over. So.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what? That might be something we could see happen. We might see another Ziggler Kingston match.
I don't think they'll put that on the air if they're going to do that.
A-Rod right now.
I was going to say they've been trying to push Riley, but I still don't think he's ready to be wearing a belt.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And like I said, I still think, you know, another Morrison R-Truth match would be great, because at least they would have time to go out there and do some craziness. And Morrison kind of needs to redeem himself in some people's eyes, so.
Yeah. But for some reason, I'm thinking they're probably going to keep him off the show.
And that's what you get. That's what you get about being a lovesick idiot, Jomo. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Indeed.
Yes,
yeah.
Carl.
Have a fun pay per view. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, Carl.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Later.
All right.
Just some other little bits that I've come across. We had. I understand that Versus is going to be running some free preview UFC tonight, but I don't, as you said, Stapboy, you don't think it's really going to cut into SummerSlam's numbers.
Yeah, it won't cut into it majorly, mainly because people will not, you know, tune into Versus because it's Versus,
yeah.
A channel that's about to become renamed.
Yeah, soon to be the NBC Sports Network.
Okay.
Yeah, much like the CBS College Sports Network.
Gotcha. SummerSlam has had little bits and pieces come out from it. Chris Masters decided to go crash the
yep.
SummerSlam Access. Got to sign a whole bunch of autographs and take some pictures. Way to go, Masters.
Yeah.
Way to go, Masters.
Hey, it was his hometown. He could do it.
That's true. It is. It's in his neighborhood, but you don't see RVD crashing it. Then
true.
Again,
thankfully, it's perfectly legal for him to do so.
True.
RBD's too busy getting stoned down at Cabrillo.
Yeah.
There's some talk going around about WWE 12. They've released some of the entrance videos, which are actually quite good.
They've actually released most of, I'm not sure an exact number, then. But
well,
they've announced 62.
Go ahead. Okay.
They have announced 62 people. I think there's a few more people they haven't announced, like Chavo and Kozlov.
Right. I've watched some of the entrance videos. They've actually got Punk's Cult of Personality intro ready to go.
Nice. Wow, they were able to scratch it around that quickly. Normally, they take the whole six-month rule, whatever's in there in April for WrestleMania is what's in there.
Right. Well, that's something. And yet their Miz intro needs a ton of work. They've got his pose wrong. They've got his old Minitron. They don't have the inverted WWE logo on it yet. There were a couple of things missing from some of the other intros I watched. Mysterio's was good. Undertaker's was quite good. Miz's definitely needs work, and Punk's, I'm very impressed. I like what I saw so far. They've decided, WWE Games has a Facebook page where you can pick, they're having a big poll over who's going to have the special edition cover. So if you don't want Randy Orton on your box art.
And who
I
does?
I think a lot of us don't.
No, because I'm glad I'm not the only one who hates that man. You can vote for either The Rock or John Cena. Now, you have to like the page to get the vote. And right now, Rock's running away with it. So I personally wouldn't care either way. But I would rather not have Randy Orton on the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd rather have Punk on the box at this point.
Yes. I would definitely buy it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm a goofball and was running around in my Punk's shirt yesterday, so.
And also, from what I heard, Punk more or less slammed Grant Morrison yesterday or today at SummerSlam Access.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss that during the show?
Well, no, Punk was asked about how outlandish he was being and some of the stuff he was saying. He's like, I don't care if I get fired.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Which loosely translates to, they're going to let me say whatever the hell I want because I'm making them shit tons of money because his t-shirt has completely sold out three times already.
Wow. How far is it back ordered?
I haven't looked lately, but as far as I'm aware, it continues to sell out. And the only other thing that has been selling out is the Broski headband.
Internet nerds unite.
That's right. So, I do have a question for you guys. Does anybody have a further update on the little radios that they're going to be selling at the SummerSlam event proper? We speculated on Friday that they might have a different crew. Actually,
they probably will not. They'll probably be tapping directly into the audio stream the audio stream that the announcers speak into.
Oh, in that case, I could save everybody $15.
You people are fools.
We know better than to listen to you all night, Cole.
However, you got to remember, not only is this just for that, it's also a souvenir on top of, afterwards it can be used as an FM tuner.
If I was gonna put the money down for that, I would want a different announce team than what's down there.
From what I had heard about it, I thought, go ahead, Ethan.
Okay. From what I had read about WWE, it's not supposed to be like a one-off thing. If you go to other like televised or pay-per-view events, it's supposed to still work.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, that's clever, but I'm not going to give them a dime for it until they get Michael Cole off the table.
Understandable, yeah.
He makes Jonathan Coachman sound like Gordon Soley.
He makes Mark Madden sound like Gordon Soley.
Yeah.
Michael Cole, shut up!
Oh, just as an interesting aside that I had realized only a couple of weeks ago, if some WWE superstars ended up taking a wrong turn down this way, they actually wouldn't end up at a place called Summerfest.
Oh, dear. Let me guess. The headlining act is Jeremy Piven.
Only if he gets his ass kicked. And I would think some of the guys would do it on purpose just to take the picture.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. I don't remember what it is exactly. I didn't bring it up. Yes, here it is. Yes, Summerfest at the Alpine Village in Torrance.
I reiterate, if the guys have the time, they would deliberately make that wrong turn just to go down there and take the picture.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my! But yes, I guess it's like some sort of, I guess it's like a fundraising event out here.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's for the sponsored by the Scott Newman Center for a kids camp. So
okay,
it's for a good thing.
Oh, I know, but I'm just like I said, I'm just amused. I've just got this image of I hate to say this, an image of DX pulling up in front of this. Saying, are we at the right place?
Oh, if they ever do pull that off, I am saving it forever.
I will have a physical copy of that as well. So somebody's got to get the word to them. Oh,
it'll probably happen next. Oh, it, I guess it's not in Alpine Village. It's down here in downtown at one of our little downtown restaurants out here. I guess they must have a couple summer fests out here. I don't know.
Well, now, gentlemen, I think I'm about as ready as I'm going to be for this event.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
I have to go find a legitimate distributor thing.
Wait a minute. Isn't WWE offering it online finally, or no?
Yeah, but it's still
50 bucks. I remember back when I got WrestleMania 20.
Mm-hmm.
It was $20 for the internet stream.
Right, and it's up to the actual broadcast price now.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if it is, or probably like $10 less.
It is
$44.95. What?
Oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No. As much as the two WWE titles are big, it's not worth the $45.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. I wish I could write it off as business expense. But I will be watching it. I've already pre-ordered my pay-per-view. In fact, I have a pizza place here. You can actually pre-order your pizza.
Ooh. All right. And by the way, we just got in another set of pick'ems.
Oh, from who?
Fourth.
Excellent.
All right. His matches are like this. Daniel Bryan versus Wade Barrett, he picks Daniel Bryan. Sheamus versus Mark Henry, Sheamus wins. Kelly Kelly versus Beth Phoenix, of course Phoenix wins. Randy Orton versus Christian, Orton wins. And will end in the main event, CM Punk winning with Connor turning.
Okay.
All right.
That's not a bad set of guesses. I just don't buy the fact that you would have the face you would have the face in your main, in your B main event winning, and then having Lobster Head win as well.
Yeah.
But that's why I was calling Sheamus by DQ, because I it keeps them both strong.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need to do anything with Mark Henry, because somebody was joking about a time limit on his push, usually they get about 3 or 4 months out of Mark Henry before they either lose interest, he runs out of steam, or he gets hurt.
That's why I think they're probably going to pull the trigger on him and put him in a title match and Night of Champions.
I could see that. I just, you know, like I said, I'm leaving them both strong because I know they're really high on Sheamus, and they want it, the next title he wins, they want to do it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, gentlemen, I am going to have to go prep my DVD player.
All right.
And I'm going to go find me a great big comfy chair to go enjoy this pay-per-view. Is anybody else going to be watching it? As it happens.
Maybe.
No, just as it happens. I will not question your means.
As it happens, I am going to try and find a way.
Okay. Just be careful.
Yes.
I spend the money because I would rather spend the $45 a month than spend $400 replacing a computer like I almost had to do after a TNA pay-per-view.
Ouch.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, if you're watching, enjoy. If you are not, keep abreast of the results.
Right.
And, Stat Boy, I look forward to seeing who is actually going to take this belt off of Ethan.
Yeah, so
oh,
am
please.
I.
The Jack-em-up kid is going to maintain his title. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jim already has you beat.
Ouch.
He's got a 0.5.
Oh, yes.
I should dock him a half a point for flushing that particular match, but I won't.
From what I read, did he flush the whole match, or did he just flush the
He flushed turn? The turn.
Okay.
All right.
But that's still silly. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I'm glad we did this.
Yes.
This might be something that we'll be doing regularly for the Big Four. I don't think I'm going to be doing it every month.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carl told me that I wouldn't be able to every month, but let's see what we can scare up for Survivor Series.
Yep.
So without further ado, I do. Gentlemen?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Peace out. Have a good night.
Yep,
right
you up. Too.
Yep.